Okay, well, the Whimsy Queens plus Erica is here, and today we're going to be talking about paranormal romances, our faves. I'm so very excited. And at the end of this, there's also going to be a giveaway. Just we'll get to that in a minute.
That so fun.
First off, we wanted to kind of go over again what we had discussed with Alicia Kemp last week, which Alicia Kemp is the writer of Leighton Wolf. But Instagram being Instagram, we had a bunch of issues and it didn't allow me to save the live or anything and it cut us off. So we just wanted to kind of briefly show her book again. And this one, Tati, I'll let you talk about a little bit about it. And you love it.
Yeah, so it is a paranormal romance. It's YA. It is extremely, extremely good. I would like compare it to, what is that? The Shiver, I think it's the Shiver series, The Linger by Maggie DeVater.
I can never say her name.
Okay. That's what I would compare it to.
It's like Teen Wolf.
Go ahead.
It's like Teen Wolf, the show.
Yeah. Oh yes. Teen Wolf. And it's going to be a trilogy. So at the end of this giveaway, if you have ever been interested in this book or if it's something that you would like to read and you're a Shifters person, there is an opportunity to win. We'll be 6 winners in total.
Six.
No, more?
Nine. Three
nine
for
winners
each of
in
us.
Total. I lied to you. Nine winners in total.
Yep, three
Even
winners
better.
Per.
Yeah, okay. So 9 winners in total. The next book is coming out in December, so I would highly recommend getting this one read. You're going to love it. It's so good. It's fast-paced. Highly recommend.
Yay! And there goes my TBR growing again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The next one is Accidental Alpha.
Good job, baby. Thank you.
And it's such a pretty, like, yellow cover.
I love a yellow book.
I know. I don't have enough.
No, I don't think I have...
there's not many of those.
So now we want to talk about paranormal romance, and I kind of just had the definition looked up just in case people didn't know what paranormal romance was. So paranormal romance is kind of a subgenre of fantasy, and also of urban fantasy. And it is normally focusing on shifters, vampires, ghosts, sometimes witches. Normally witches are kind of on the line of fantasy and paranormal romance. It depends on the type of book it is. And then demons
and
you know, all those.
And I would say aliens too, but
it's yeah.
bordering sci-fi.
That's like the sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sci-fi paranormal romance. But but the witches that it normally does includes are witches that have like psychic abilities, because there's no like they're more paranormal versus like just magic. Mm-hmm. But it is definitely a heavy shifter genre. And I know me and Tati mm-hmm. are shifter lovers, and then vampires, which is all about Shelby. Yes. So we kind of wanted to talk about it. And Erica is here today to join us and discuss paranormal romance. Because we are all
vampires are my first love, so
yay!
Oh, okay, so you're with Shelby.
Yeah,
I hear what else has been through with the vampire. I mean, Vampire Chronicles was like my entire teenage years.
Yeah,
and Rise of like,
me, but I've never read this.
It's 2 and 2. We have 2 sisters.
I know.
You have watched the movie at least. You haven't even watched the movie?
No, I haven't. I'm so behind on everything.
Come on, it's like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. As babies.
But my first recommendation is a vampire book.
Is it really?
Yes, I think you guys already know.
I have 2.
Morganville.
Yes, Morganville.
Yes, I adore Morganville. I believe it's a 14-book series, but the first 5 or so are not very long. And it's centered around a Texas town where the town is run by vampires. And most of the town, well, I think pretty much all of the town knows, but minus the college campus, And you are either food or you are protected by the vampires. And it's just so good. There is two couples in there, and they are my all-time favorite couples in vampire romances. And don't get intimidated by the size. Like, I know I said it's 14 books, but they go by really quickly.
Like, you can read this first pages. One in a day.
Yeah.
So. That's also a great point about that is it's gothic horror, too. It's very Southern gothic horror.
Mm-hmm. Love that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another vampire, Tati, before? Let's just get the vampires out of the way.
Yeah, I'll just do the vampires. Okay, so, yeah, I have one more. But, okay, so I actually don't have the book for it. I have another book that he wrote. This is by Christopher Pike. This one's Witch World, but the one that I really liked by him was Thirst.
Thirst? I have that.
Yes. Yes, will you hold it up? I didn't have it. I just have Witch World. Yes, that one. Love, love that series. It's been forever since I've read it, so I definitely am due for a reread. But I just remembered absolutely devouring his writing. And he's been one of my favorite authors, so definitely nice. A good one. And I think that is it. No, one more. One more. So this one, Witch World, LJ Smith. I'm having like all of these throwbacks, let me tell you. This one is also a really good one. It's not just vampires, it's witches and shifters as well. Super, super great book. I don't think there's the ending to it out, but there are three books out, so it's definitely worth the read.
I actually
and those are my vampire books. That's all I had.
I haven't finished that the last book in that because I was waiting for the next book, and it's been like 15 years now.
I know. I think she does have like a very, very, because all of these are her rewrites. Mm-hmm. So I think she does have a very old copy out there, but I was just being stubborn and waiting until the new one came out.
All right, so I have two vampires. My first is Bloodlines by Rochelle Mead. Rochelle Mead is one of my favorite authors ever. Vampire Academy is the first series to this, but I love both, but I prefer Bloodlines because it's enemies to lovers, and I love Sydney and Adrian so, so much. If you haven't read Rochelle Mead, I highly recommend her. This series is so good, and she is actually an alchemist, and Adrian is a vampire, and it's amazing. And then my next one I have is an
it's
adult.
It's like your typical old school YA.
Yes. My next one is an adult series, and this is the Chicagoland Vampire series by Chloe Neal. I am obsessed with this series. It is so amazing. They are by far my favorite vampires I've ever read. And the first book is called Some Girls Bite, and this is a 13-book series. It just finished about, like, 2 years ago, and she's got a spinoff series that she started that has 3 books so far, but it is so good, and it is adult, so there is some sexy times in it.
Sign me up.
I highly recommend it. Merritt is the main character, and then Ethan is the male, and Ethan's like a 400-year-old master vampire, and yeah, it's really good. All right. Erica, do you have any vampire recommendations?
I do. I'm going to move around with my phone so you guys
okay.
see a little bit of my apartment. Because my books are like half on my desk. And then I have, like, this thing. Let me see if you guys can. This thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, here.
We'll
I actually
Shelby for
am
last.
Going to recommend. Fun fact. I don't have my Interview with the Vampire here. It's still in a box. Wow. I don't know where. But... it was translated by a very famous Brazilian author.
Okay.
But this one, it's actually a translation from Russian. And it's like one of those hidden gems that you just browse, go to the bookstore and start browsing and, oh, this sounds fun.
Yeah.
This is the old cover. So, like, watch.
Night Watch.
About how there are forces of light and dark. It's very, I don't know, it's more like very heavy fantasy and has shifters. There's a bear shifter here.
Cool.
So you have the balancing forces for light and dark, and the lights work during the night so they can keep an eye on the dark guys and so forth. And of course, there's this chosen one that's going to have like this incredible power.
Right.
And that's how the story unfolds. And it's really good. It's like it's adult fantasy, but it's not, there's a bit of romance, but not a lot of spicy times. And it's a 6-book series. Unfortunately, I only have up to 4. Because
and it was
when
originally
I lived in
Russian, you said?
Yes, it's by Sergei Lukyanenko. I probably said his name wrong. But there's a movie, actually, called Night Watch.
I think I've heard of it.
The movie's in Russian. I actually saw the movie. Yeah, I was so surprised because it was really good. And I mean, Russian movie.
Yeah.
It's by the same director that did, what's it called? The Wanted with Angelina Jolie.
Mm.
And the one that she bends bullets.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what
everyone knows about that scene.
Oh my God, it's got, he plays Xavier in the new movies, in the new X-Men movies.
James McAvoy, yes.
Yes, James McAvoy.
That's the one. Yes, that's the one. It's from the same director that did the movie for this one. And it's incredible. It was like one of those hitting things that were, I don't know how I found it, but I love it. I wish I could recommend it more.
Yeah.
But
all right,
besides
Shelby.
That, all the other vampires are like ebooks that I read.
Yeah.
I don't have physical copies because I live in a small apartment.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All Shelby right, is the queen of vampires.
What do you got,
yeah.
So Tati's going to be mad, but like when it comes down to it, I'm dying desperate for more people to read this series. I am.
It just came out in Brazil.
Yeah, we're book 4. Well, book 4 is coming out in February, and it's called Court, and we'll be going to the vampire court, and I'm so ready for it.
Can I do a PSA? Because I'm terrified for February, because every year, every time this stupid book comes out, somebody sends it to me. I have never bought one of these books. So nobody send this to me, because then I feel obligated to read it, and I cannot do that again.
Shelby, we are. Tati, I almost bought you the exclusive editions and shipped it to you.
No.
You would have been like, what?
Burn it all down.
But I do think, like, they get better every installment, and I thought Covet was awesome and just cried at the end that we didn't get more answers. So I highly recommend those. It's YA. It's steamy, not like spicy. I mean, but I can't put them down. Every time you hand me one of these books, I can't put them down, and I'm just obsessed. And they kind of like, I first read Crave like in the middle of lockdown, quarantine life, and it just brought me to life and like kept my reading going, and it made me so excited to like reconnect with paranormal YA romance. And then Entangled Teen became like a publishing company that I just was obsessed with. And that brought me to another Entangled Teen series that I'm obsessed with. We can talk about later. But I can't recommend the Crave series enough. Despite its haters. It's really good. It has all of the nostalgic things about Twilight, but it's a lot better than Twilight in so many ways. And then it takes place at a magical academy up in Alaska. And there's witches. There needs to be more, like, werewolves involved. They're there, but they're not explored enough, in my opinion. So I'm hoping she does that. And there are dragons, like, tons of cool dragon flights and things like that. So I love to see all 4 of those creatures come in. And then the protagonist is a different kind of paranormal creature than you've ever seen before. And I think it's just you know, kind of paranormal romance in a new, unique kind of spin that I really am obsessed with. And then honestly, the only other one that like is like now part of my favorite of all time, this is more fantasy than I would say paranormal romance, but I love how JLA handles the vampires. I think her lore for it, it can get complicated, but I'm fascinated by it. For again, for whatever reason, like I've reread this series twice now in preparation for book four, which is still months away, so I'll probably reread it again. I just love how she handles this, and this is super spicy. Lots of spicy scenes mixed into the high fantasy world, so love the vampires of this.
I have an embarrassing story about that book, actually. Like, when I started reading it, it took me, like, how long is that book?
It's
like 400, 500 pages, maybe I'm like way off.
Try 620.
Okay, 620. Okay, well, I said 400 because it took me till page, like, way more than halfway through the book to realize that these were vampires. I was like, why am I like this? It took me way too long to figure out that that book was a vampire book.
I totally get it. And, like, I think that's part of what she was going for. And it's her first ever foray into a fantasy series. Mm-hmm. So I think she was like trying her shot at like taking something that we all love. And we know the vampire craze is back. Like it's making its comeback.
It really is. She,
like, how can I make this different? Mm-hmm. And kind of handle them in a unique way. And so that's what I love. Oh, good job, baby. He said he built a castle.
Ooh, a cool.
Unpopular opinion. I do not like that series.
I know you don't.
It took me one year to read From Blood and Ash. And I'm sorry. Like, I didn't even like it until chapter 24. I could not stand. It was horrible.
I would have DNF'd by then. I would have DNF'd. Chapter 24,
which, by the way, it's 76% into the book. Just FYI. FYI. So, it took me a year, and then I was like, oh, if this could have happened at, like, chapter 4, I would have liked this book.
See, Shelby is actually the queen of controversy. Sorry.
No, what, you're, I'm sorry.
Because you're the queen of controversial opinions. Because you liked both Crave Dead, Patty Hate, and Blood and Ash.
Like, I think I always like the books that my best friends hate. It's so weird.
I'm glad.
Because you're like the glue that keeps them together.
I honestly think, like, it probably stems from the fact that, like, I think my first fandom was Lord of the Rings. And those books are freaking trudge. Are a trudge through the mud. Like,
he
you're
wrote
covered in swamp, and you're just like, like,
it took.
That's true. I read it in Portuguese and I loved them, and then I tried reading in English and I was like, no, I'm not doing this again.
Oh my gosh, that's so fascinating.
FYI, Tolkien, it took him,
was like, I'm gonna make this more fun.
It took him 49 pages to write about a valley. 49 pages. I'm sorry,
so
I
bad.
Can't do that.
I can't read them now that I'm like into smut and like fast paced paranormal romance. Lord of the Rings, my heart and soul, but Jesus, it took way too long to explain anything.
That's how it is for me.
That's how it feels. I know. So, anyways,
I'm so happy
those are my
you
top
love it.
Two.
I hope, I'm glad you love it.
I do.
I'm glad. I wish I could.
I know. JLA just speaks to me. I love her style. I think that's a huge part of it.
All right. So I think the next portion is mine and Tati's real love.
Do have one more vampire book, but I don't have it with me.
Which one?
It's one that I've been recommending to y'all forever, and it's the Dark Hunter series.
Yes.
I was going to talk about that, actually.
It's so good. Yes. And it's
Shelby
not
said,
just
like
vampires. It's like Greek mythology, vampires, shifters, all of these different things wrapped up into one. And it's also it's an adult series, but she also has a young adult series that goes along in this world. So that's really cool too. And if you read the young adult series, that Nick, who's the main character in her young adult series, is also a main character in her adult series. So it's really cool to see him as a kid and then like how he turned out to be in this adult book. So super, super
I
good.
Actually saw the book 16.
I can't believe I have
32 now.
I know there's like 1,000, but
when Shelby said like vampires are making a comeback, I was like, no, they've always been there. I mean, there's J.R. Ward, there's Sherilyn Kenyon, you know, like what?
Sherilyn Kenyon.
I just mean like being, you know, at the top of the bestseller. Like I remember when vampires were everything in like the 2000, like not quite 2010s, but like right there in like 07, 08, 09.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they disappeared off the face of the earth in terms of like the forefront of pop culture. At least maybe just the States. I don't know, because people started like hating on Twilight and nobody talked about Twilight. And then all of a sudden now all of these series are coming back.
Yeah, no, Marvel took everything by storm and everything else way late. That happened here too. I think that for me, it's just a bit different because it's something that I've always liked. So that's something that searched for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I also think it was like almost an embarrassment thing, because if you still liked vampire books after the whole Twilight phase, you didn't tell anyone. You just kind of kept that secret.
Not me. Not a proud.
You know, people talk so bad about Twilight and such, and it's funny because it became a guilty pleasure for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. It's funny because Robert Pattinson has tried to remove himself completely from Twilight. Thing to do with it.
Yeah.
I think there was
so
some
lucky to.
Yeah, I honestly think there was some like toxic trauma between him and Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's just trying. I think that's what it is. But I also hate, like, can we just let, like, I mean, there's others that love it, but like, can we just let women love what they love and like,
please, thank
like,
you,
let
please.
Women love their Twilight. And their
that's a whole series in itself that we need to talk about.
Yeah,
letting women love books.
I was in such a bad depression when I read Twilight. Like, I had like lost myself completely during dental school, and I wasn't like reading anything, and I've always read like since I was, I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. And then when Twilight came out and I picked it up, it was like I found my love for reading all over again.
Oh,
you know?
I love that. That's so super special.
I don't even have any of those books anymore. I know they were bad because I read them like a day. Exactly, they're not well written, but they have that entertainment factor that can actually hook a reader, and they actually brought me out of a really, really bad
I will return
phase of my life, you know, so I appreciate
that's
those
my child has pooped.
Okay. Have fun. Well, while she's gone, we can talk about our favorites.
Before we get to Shifters, I just want to recommend something that's not Shifters in the paranormal romance genre. This is another Rochelle Mead. This is Succubus Blues. She's actually a succubus, and it has demons, and it has witches and werewolves and angels in it. If you have not read this book, and it is extremely spicy, she's a freaking succubus, for God's sake. It's adult. It's so, so, so good. It's 6 books in the series. It is completed. But if you like Rochelle Mead and you haven't heard of it, you definitely should check the series I've ever read. It's so good. Okay, that was what I had to recommend.
I have those books. I just haven't read them yet.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God, Tati.
Because I love Rochelle Mead. I know. One day
read.
We can read the books we want to read again.
I want to reread this. This is the series that if I could reread it and it be the first time, it would definitely be, because there are some huge, huge twists and revelations in this series that you're like, holy crap.
Ooh, I love that.
And I will give you a little hint. You'll super love it because of a character you've written.
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm really interested.
Because
well, now I have to push it up.
A retelling type of this character.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a book by Rochelle Mead that interested me.
good.
If we're going to talk about demons and such, there's this indie author called Katie Ruth. She's gaining a lot of more traction now because of her bully romance. But my first love of hers was her paranormals are like, they're full of twists and they're a touch of darkness in them, because I think all paranormal should have like that sprinkle of darkness.
I agree.
Yeah, and she has this book about demons and angels and half-breeds, like Nephilim kids. That's called Testimony of the Damned. And it can be a little bit heavy because there are some sensitive subjects there, but it's so good. And I mean, it's a demon. He does demons. It's like an upper YA, bridging like almost and NA, like it's steamy, not a lot of spicy, but it's amazing. It's amazing.
That's
unfortunately
awesome.
I don't have it here, but yeah. I'm an alpha I shouldn't be like talking microphone so much. But I'm obsessed with her. Like, she has another paranormal series called Everlasting Chronicles about a girl that can see and talk to the dead. Ooh. And it's just incredible. I have never seen, like, that part of people talking with the dead like that. And the main character doesn't know. And when she finds out, she kind of goes crazy. And there's a suicide trigger. It's amazing. Everyone should read it. It's called Dead Silence.
Well, you sold me at indie, so.
That's like mostly what I read right now.
Yeah,
because
they do it best. I'm just saying.
They do, and I mean, they're Kindle Unlimited, so I have like a gazillion options, and it's so much easier to find a good indie than a good traditional published book.
Yeah,
it is. All right, Tati. You can start off with the shifters.
Okay, this is one that we've all read and we all love, Moon Touched. So good, but I need the second book like yesterday because it ends pretty on a cliffhanger and I just need to know what happens. I'm obsessed.
Kate
it was
and
just
that,
so good.
Kate is like, oh, God, I love him.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing. And, at first I was like, okay, Candace said this was spicy, but I haven't seen any spice in it yet. And so I was like, Candace, is there going to be spice in here? And she's like, oh, yeah, just wait. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I waited.
Yeah,
so
it's
there.
Extremely.
I haven't read it yet. It's coming up. I have it next weekend for my tour stop. So
if
I'm finishing Thistle, hopefully tonight, Shield and Thistle. And then that's my very next read. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh, you're going
to
love it, Shelby.
Since we loved Defiled and Defiant, you're going to love Moon Touched.
Yeah. Like, those are actually my only two recommendations for Shifter. I don't read a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, I posted about it last night. Check out the trigger warnings first. And then I don't have a copy of it, but Rabid by Ivy and Raven. I'm sure that's
right there.
Yeah. So, I don't have a copy.
I'll talk about it.
That was my only Shifter novel like that I actually enjoyed, and it opened up a whole new world. So
it's probably my absolutely favorite Shifter book out there.
It's super good.
Let's just talk about it now then.
Yeah, let's just talk about it.
Rabbit is written by my queen, Raven Kennedy, and her bestie, Ivy Asher. They're both indie authors. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's a standalone book. It is Shifters, and it is extremely spicy. If you have never heard of Knotting with werewolves, this is going to introduce you to Knotting.
That was me. I was introduced to the idea of Knotting, and at first I was like, and I was like, Candace, explain. And then I understood it. And then when that kind of thing happened in Defiant Defiled, I was like, I know what this is.
I got it.
Oh, I love this book. It's so good. Tyron is probably my favorite alpha ever written. He is amazing, and it is.
He's just a well-written alpha, you know? Mm-hmm. I loved his personality. I loved his, like, obviously his alpha side, but also his playful side that he had. I really enjoyed that as well. And what I really like about this book is that with shifter books, you don't get a lot of books that are a standalone shifter book, you know? They're usually a part of a series, which is great, but sometimes you just want to read a standalone book. And this one's like the perfect one to read if you're looking for hardcore romance, hardcore smut, a great alpha, a wonderful female protagonist. Like, it's all there.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Tyrion's vulnerable side, too. Like, it shows, like, a vulnerable side to alphas because he was so scared about how she would react to him and his alpha side. And, like, I loved that. I loved that about him.
Yeah. Yes. He was delectable in many ways.
Yes.
I adored his sensitive, squishy cinnamon roll side.
Yeah.
You have another one, Miss Queen?
I do not. Those are my two. I know. Well, okay. Because I was just pulling out all of the books that we have read, and I'm like, I know that these girls are going to be picking up those books. I have that book, but I haven't read it yet.
All right. So if you guys know me, you should know that Mercy Thompson novels are my absolute favorite series in the entire world. I love Patricia Briggs so much. She actually has, there's 13 books so far. It is not completed. And there's a spinoff series that runs alongside it spun off at like book 5 or 6. I can't remember. And it's called the Alpha and Omega series. Did you hear that, Shelby? It's called
No, I'm sorry. Saxon was Omega showing me the book series. Again.
The spinoff is titled Woo! Alpha and Omega series.
I'm obsessed with Omegaverse. That's my new thing.
Yes. So, but it's so good. Now, she's actually a coyote shifter. And then she ends up being mated to a werewolf shifter. Now, this brings a lot of everything. It has a lot of fae, a lot of fae in this series. And then vampires, it's got everything. She is a very special paranormal. She's the daughter of Coyote, the original, and he's like, think of him as like the Loki, a god Loki. He's basically Loki, but in the Native American world. It's Native American lore.
Okay.
So and she's his daughter. Yes.
That's fascinating. I love that idea.
So good. I highly recommend this series. It is amazing. And as you can see, they're not like super long. And they mix, every book is kind of like its own. It's an urban fantasy paranormal romance mix where it's like a mystery solving, and every single book there's a different problem to be solved. And then there's new characters that come along and that are introduced, and it's spicy. It is definitely spicy.
Nice.
But it's so good. I highly recommend it.
I think I have like 10 of those books.
Yeah. I own them all. There's like 13, and the 14th I think is coming out next year.
Okay.
She writes both the series alongside of each other, and then she'll do like one book and then the following year the next book.
That makes sense.
But yeah. So Mercy Thompson novels, I highly recommend Patricia Briggs. And then the last series that we can all recommend.
Oh yeah.
Is the Osseous Chronicles by Ivy Asher. And this final series.
It's just so good.
Oh, I loved it so much. And it mixes witches and demons and shifters and all types of paranormal. But it is amazing, and it's indie, and it is on Kindle Unlimited. If you have not read Ivy, I highly recommend. We all loved this series so much.
She's magic. I love those.
I thought I would have like only 2 recommendations for this, and then Kendra started talking. I started remembering titles. There's a really good shifter series that I think is called Black Mesa Wolves by J.K. Harper, I think it is. There's also one character that deals with that Native American heritage, and it's super cool. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. There's also, you guys mentioned Anne Denton, and the only book I read by her was actually one she co-wrote with J. Masters. I think it was. And it's called Hammer Time. I don't know if you guys read it.
No.
It's incredible. It's like, that book, it's just like, it's so good. It's hilarious. It's a paranormal rom-com, actually, almost. It's spicy, but it's a reverse harem. And this girl is the daughter of Zeus, and she can turn into a swan. It's so funny because there's this fight scene and she's like a swan. And
oh my gosh.
She's sending spoil
the
to
book
me.
For you guys, but it's so good. It's amazing. And she has like to break some gods out of prison.
Is it by Ivy?
No,
it's Ann Denton.
Ann Denton.
Oh, Ann Denton, okay.
You guys will love it.
I told you, Ann Denton normally writes like super light and fluffy. She normally writes like rom-coms and hilarious reverse harems. Uh-huh. Defiled was like her first really dark romance. And so she has like 15 other books that are all like super light and fluffy books. But I have heard of that.
You're gonna laugh like out loud to the point that people around you look at you and go like, "Are you okay?" You know, it's that kind of book. It's incredible.
I love that.
For Shelby, if you are not really into werewolves and such, but you're interested by the Alpha, Omega, and Beta designation, Catherine Moon has this series that's incredible that you should read. That starts with.
Why have I heard of Catherine Moon?
Because of the Lady of Rook's Great Manor.
That's why I read her.
Exactly. But I started reading her back in like the Librarian Coven, and it's one of the best witch novels I have ever read. But Baby in the Midnight Hollers, she's a human, but with shifter characteristics like pheromones and nodding. But that's as far as the paranormal part goes.
Yeah.
So it's really, really good. You should read it. And she has a new book coming out. Like the only book by her that I haven't read yet because I've been so swamped with life.
Oh, you will love it. We all devoured it. It was super fun.
And I have, I'm sorry to take over this.
You're fine.
But my last recommendation for shifters is actually tied in with something that I'm really excited about that I think I told Candace already and Patty. But I am starting a indie publishing company here. Mm-hmm. And this is the first that I'm putting out there, so
yay, congrats.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was my first year bookstaversary last weekend, and I
happy
figured it was
one year.
Thank you. And one of the books that I'm bringing, and I don't know why this wasn't mentioned in the vampires, but this gorgeous
Lana
is coming to Brazil.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
love that series.
I started Lana with her superheroes, so I mean,
which I'm still gonna read.
If you're into fantasy with a light bit of sci-fi, because it's a little bit sciency. That series is amazing. And then I actually read this after I won the Indigo giveaway from you guys.
Yeah.
I won the giveaway. I was like, okay, now I need to read it. And I read this and like,
it's so good.
I remember binging them. And then like, once I was finished, I'm like, okay, now what? The next one doesn't come out for years.
The first one is good, but it's like, it's good. But book 2 and 3 and 4 are just phenomenal. Like, I agree.
I see it getting better.
I don't know. I love Rush.
I loved him too, but I mean, I
love
really
the whole no one Jasper, can see me, I'm lonely thing, you know?
Jasper is my favorite. The broken man is like my trope that I can't resist ever.
I loved him.
Back then, Jasper was really
all
good.
Right. I think That's we're true. Pretty much covered. It's but been 45 minutes. So.
Yes, wow. Yes. So I just want to remind everyone that once this is posted, there will be a giveaway for 9 copies. 9 winners will win a copy of book 2 of the Leighton Woof series. What's the book 2 called? Oh, no, sorry. Book 1. Of Leighton
Woof. Yep. It's an audible copy.
Book 1.
It's an audible copy for US and UK. And then we're going to do one $20 Amazon gift card. Is there a genre you've always wanted to explore in writing?
Yeah, so my next series after the Tobias Finch series is going to be a new adult instead of young adult one. And so that'll be a little bit more exciting, I think, for in some areas. it's going to be kind of a time travel and paranormal romance.
Sign me up, say less, sign me up.
Shelby, did you hear that? Shelby, she just spoke your love language.
I'm so sorry, my son was like, mommy.
Oh, little guy, hi.
She said she's gonna write time travel.
Yep, it's going to be a time travel paranormal romance. I'm really excited to start on it. I started on it previously and then put on hold to work on this, and then I'm going to pick it back up. Super excited about it.
Yay. Here for that all the time, anytime.
Do you think that's going to be like a standalone, or are you trying to aim for a series?
It'll be another trilogy.
Okay.
We love trilogies.
Yeah,
we
me too. Better. I love trilogies.
Love them all. Trilogies.
Wrap it up. Make it perfect.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, I'm all for 13 book series though too. Like, if you can keep it going and I love it, just feed it to me. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Who is your favorite childhood author?
When I was a kid, I really loved C.S. Lewis and the Narnia books. Those were just so magical. And that was probably, I think I was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 when those were first read to me. And they just completely captivated my imagination to the point where I was like repeatedly going in my closet trying to find Narnia.
We all did.
The wardrobe.
That's awesome.
Someone asked above, what time period for your time travel are you thinking?
That's a great question.
So I can't say too much without giving it away, but it's very, very far back, like Bronze
Ooh.
Age era.
Wow.
You already have a waiting list for this book, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
We're all sold.
It was funny because she read the book first and she told me, like, straight up, she was like, I signed on to be on her ARC list for anything she ever writes. I don't know.
<It's care."> awesome.
It's like, I am the queen of her fan club right now, so, like, bring them in.
What is some advice that you would give for aspiring authors?
Just write every day. So even when it's hard, sit down and write. Even if it's just for 5 minutes in the evening, or, you know, whenever you can get a chance, just keep going, keep kind of the momentum going, and read all the time too, because you learn so much from other writers, like, and read stuff that challenges you, not just like as in difficult to read, but read stuff that you wouldn't normally read, like genres you wouldn't normally read, authors you wouldn't normally read. Obviously, if you don't like something, feel free not to finish it either. Never feel like you have to finish a book, but there's so much out there, and so many different writers you can learn from. I love reading a new writer. I try and pick up a new writer every week if I can.
Yeah.
I'm that person, when I find a new writer that I love, I like immediately binge their backlog if they're
same, like, same. And I'm like, oh, look. Yeah.
And then send us all of their
join their Facebook chats. I'm like, I'm right there.
That's actually, it's really funny too that that you said don't force yourself to finish, because I used to be that person that like I felt so bad if I didn't finish a book. So yeah. I would push myself. But now as I'm older, I've learned like if you're not into it, you can't force
it. Yeah, don't do it. Just move on to something new.
And then it just puts you in like the worst book slump when you try to push your way through this book. And you're like, I can't do this. I can't.
Yeah, totally.
And one of our last questions, and then we'll, if you guys have any questions that's watching, you feel free to ask as well. So I see a couple have already posted, but the last one we had is, what's your favorite YA fantasy trope?
So I really just like the coming of age, finding your pack sort of theme, which I know is common in a lot of YA books, but that's why I wanted to do it with this series. Because I do really like it. I think it's something we can all relate to. We've all been there. It makes the character kind of endearing when you see them struggle through what's probably the most difficult time in a person's life, especially when they have to contend with being a werewolf, or wolf shifter.
Being it's a funny. Wolf, puberty, all of that fun stuff.
All of that good stuff.
All of our group of friends, they come to me for like any questions to do about werewolves. Because I love werewolves. I'm like obsessed with shifters, and that's what I've been obsessed with forever. So I always try, and I'm like, oh, well, if you didn't know. what's a book you'll always suggest? Booksy Wooksy just asked.
Very good question. I guess it kind of depends on the person. I have been going on about Raven Kennedy a lot lately, and the Cupidity series, because who could not like that? It's just so funny and so lighthearted. And like, even if you're uncomfortable with reverse harem or whatever, it's so good. It's so sweet.
It's wholesome. It's really good. Like, I don't know how she does it, but she makes it wholesome.
She really does, doesn't she? It's amazing.
That was actually my first ever reverse harem. Like, I didn't even know reverse harem was a thing until I read that the beginning of this year, and I've been addicted since.
So good.
Anytime any of us are like in a huge book slump, we're always like, go read a reverse harem. Like, go do it.
Yep.
Please recommend some standalone fantasy from Shahana Shija.
Some standalone fantasy. That's really hard because all my favorite fantasy books are massive series. Standalone. That's tricky.
It is I can't even think of one.
Heart either.
Oh, well, technically, yeah, Heartless is a fantasy.
It is. Heartless by Marissa Meyer. That's my go-to for standalone.
Cool. I haven't read that. I'm going to have to check that out.
I listen to the audiobook.
Yeah. Sorcery of Thorns is one.
This is audio. Okay.
I'm one of the very few who did not like Sorcery of Thorns.
Oh, I loved it.
I was in the middle. But I know a lot of people like it.
I was so bored, personally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I totally get that.
There was a lot of world building and magic systems, but I love that.
Yes.
I could read that forever.
That's your jam.
Yeah.
I literally can't think of any other standalone fantasy.
Yeah, I know. It seems to be a thing. They're all
House of Stone Sorrow. That was a good one. This one. It's like the nautical 12 Dancing Princesses retelling. I love this one. I took it on vacation.
Awesome.
Oh, Warrior of the Wild. I love Warrior of the Wild. How did I not even remember that? By Trisha.
Between Us. Trisha Levenseller.
Yes.
Anything Trisha Levenseller writes is amazing.
Yes.
Blades of Secret that she just released was so good. It was so good. And it deals heavily on anxiety. And people with anxiety. So, and it does it very, very well. So definitely recommend that one.
Awesome.
Yes, any of the Levenseller books.
They're so good.
So good.
Did you girls have any questions?
I have one before we leave. Okay. Do you have anything to tell us about book two, or anything you can tell us about book two?
It's going to be quite fast paced, and there's a lot that happens in it. And we will see a bit more action between Lucy and Tobias.
I'm so ready.
I can't think of his name right now, but the cat, is it Red?
Oh, Red, yes.
I think he's my favorite character.
You know, a few people have said that to me. People really like him.
I like him and the old bear. Like, I just love their interactions, and it just makes me go, aw.
Yeah, they'll still be around in book two going on. Good, I love them.
They're just the perfect pairing. So random, but I love them.
I think that's all I had to ask. Shelby, mm-hmm. Did you want to ask anything?
My trope question was right there at the end, so that was perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you, Alicia.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on here. It's been amazing.
Also, thank you.
I love that behind you, you have the artwork for the book.
Oh, it is. I thought it was another wolf, but it's the wolf.
It is the wolf, yep.
Yeah. Which I seen the cover and it's the wolf.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
One thing I have to compliment you about the cover is that it's not the glossy cover, because it's so hard to take photos of glossy covers.
Awesome.
I love covers like this.
We love so a matte cover.
Yes.
And
so,
it feels nice.
Oh my gosh, awesome. It does. We're just a bunch of weirdos.
We're so weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. These are people. And
I like, actually, it's very white print on her pages. Yeah. I don't like the white pages. I don't know why, but I've always preferred those.
Me too.
It's just a perfect better. Book.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Alicia. Thank you so much for agreeing to